The Ramban, in the context of his commentary to this week's Parsha and the Tochacha, where the Jewish people are criticized and punished because of basically forgetting Hashem. So in that context, the Ramban goes on a very fascinating digression. He discusses what should be the proper attitude of the Jew when it comes to medicine and doctors. And the Ramban, somewhat shockingly to the modern ear, says that in fact, ideally, one should never need or ever go to a doctor. Not that no one would ever get sick or injured. Unfortunately, that is reality. But says Ramban, we should really realize that ultimately the world is governed by spiritual cause and effect. And we should be living on that higher spiritual plane. And therefore, if unfortunately a person was sick or injured, then you should realize that there's a spiritual cause to that. And as a result, either on your own or with the help of the Kohen or the Navi, figure out what is the spiritual cause. What sin did you do? What transgression? What weakness have you violated? Where the problem is? And then hopefully do tshuva, and through davening and tefillah and tshuva, rehabilitate yourself spiritually, and then physically you will be healed. But you should totally view it as a spiritual phenomenon with spiritual cause and effect, and therefore the solution should be spiritual and religious as well. Nevertheless, says Ramban, let's say a person is not on the level, and Nebuch, in his view, can't live a purely spiritual life, and you want to rely on the natural cause and effect, and science, if you will, natural order. So says Ramban, the Torah does allow it, but it's really very much frowned upon, far, far from ideal. This incredible and somewhat shocking chiddush of the Ramban, not surprisingly, is discussed and debated by other Rishonim. Some argue with him in a more compromised, moderate way, and others argue with him in a more wholesale, fundamental way. So the compromise position is suggested by the Ibn Ezra, who says it really depends on what the injury or what the sickness is. If it's something that's more external, a broken bone or something like that, and if it's something similarly that was caused by the actions of some other person, negligence or malice of another person, says Ibn Ezra, then that might not have been necessarily God's original plan, and it doesn't contradict God's plan to go to the doctor. For sure, go to the doctor, do what they say. However, says Ibn Ezra, let's say it's machalot pnimiyot, it's some internal, natural, purely quote-unquote God-caused malady. You have a heart condition, you have a blood disorder, you have a stomach problem. So there, that's purely from Hashem, and therefore, says Ibn Ezra, he goes as far or even farther than Ramban, no medicine, no science, no doctors. That's purely something that between you and Hashem, and therefore that needs a spiritual rehabilitation. The final view in Rishonim rejects pretty much everything we've said until now wholesale, and that is a tshuva of the Rashba, a very, very important tshuva. But it's important to understand exactly what he means. First of all, he says, yes, of course, 100% go to the doctors. Doesn't matter if it's internal, external, natural, whatever. It doesn't matter what the malady is, what the illness is, what the disease is, what the injury is. Go to the doctors, listen to what they say. On the other hand, even the Rashba, of course, admits, and he's very clear about this, it's only legitimate and permissible to go to the doctor if libo l'shamayim, that is to say, you have to realize, and even the Rashba acknowledges, the ultimate doctor is the great doctor in the sky. Of course, it all comes from Hashem. Whether the doctor or whether the medicine will be successful all depends ultimately on Hashem. If Hashem blesses the doctor, if Hashem blesses the medicine, so to speak, for it to be successful, then it will. So when one goes to the doctor, when one takes medicine, it should be from the perspective of, yes, this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to take natural hishtadlus in order to cure or fix the problem. But I understand that ultimately my source of healing has to come from Hashem. And therefore, if you will, if I could paraphrase, yes, you go to the doctor, but you bring your tehillim with you. That is the approach of the Rashba. Interestingly, these Rishonim also debate when the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Rapo Yirape, and the Gemara says, Mikan Nitan Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, the doctor was given permission to heal. So how do we understand that? So says Ramban, yes, the doctor was given permission if you, the patient, show up, but there's no license, ideally, for the patient to go at all. That's a Nebuch, that's a B'di'evid. The patient should be going to the Kohen. The patient should be davening, should be doing tshuva. But if a person says, you know what, I can't live on that spiritual level, I want to go to the doctor, then the Gemara says, okay, fine, you can go to, the doctor can heal you. But not that ideally you should go to the doctor. Ibn Ezra says, no, I learned this Pasuk and that Gemara differently. Ibn Ezra says, this is perfectly a proof for me, because the context of that Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is if two people fight and one injures the other. So says Ibn Ezra, oh, you see from here, if it's an injury that's external, caused by the behavior of another human being, you see from this, as I said, you are allowed to go to the doctor. But if it would be something completely different, a disease or some kind of malady that's internal and just came upon you naturally, then there's no permission to go to the doctor. The Gemara was never talking about that, and therefore you shouldn't go to the doctor in those kind of cases. And the third approach, Rashi, Tosos, the Rashba, Baba Kama, they all say that this Gemara and this Pasuk comes to totally reject these previous two approaches. Yes, you might have thought from a religious worldview that if a person is injured or a person gets sick, unfortunately, that that's God's will and who am I to interfere? Kamash Malon comes along the Pasuk, Rapo Yirape, comes along the Gemara, Mikan Nitan Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos. In the Rashba and Rashi and Tosus's view, the Gemara is in a wholesale way rejecting the approaches that we saw from the other opinions, and they are saying yes. The Gemara is telling you, yes, natural hishtadlus, going to doctors, listening to doctors, is absolutely legitimate and appropriate. Again, with the proviso, with the caveat that you realize that ultimately even the doctors and even the medicine will only be successful if God wants it to happen. But nevertheless, how we should go about living our life, yes, go to doctors, yes, take the medicine, yes, listen to them, as the Gemara endorses. So whichever the three approaches we started with, each one of them finds support from this fascinating pasuk and Gemara. In terms of the bottom line, psak, as we're all familiar with common practice, for many, many centuries, the minhag is to accept the position of the Ibn Ezra, and poskim after poskim, generation after generation, have encouraged us to go to doctors, to take medicine, and to listen to the doctors. The Shulchan Aruch says not only is it a mitzvah, excuse me, not only is it permissible, says the Shulchan Aruch, but it is even a mitzvah. And many other achronim say, even the Ramban nowadays would agree that maybe he was talking about a different generation on a higher spiritual level, but nowadays, we listen to doctors, we sometimes even will violate halacha if the doctor tells us. We certainly, in a normal situation, listen to doctors and don't violate what they say. It's a mitzvah to do so. There was one minority view, the Avnei Nezer, who said a person, if they want, doesn't have to listen to the doctors. They can just put their trust in Hashem. But that has always been a minority view. And even within his own family, that view was rejected. And certainly in general, our minhag is, as we've said, to follow the practice and the guidance of doctors.